I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. More news today on the big conglomerate company Halliburton. It's reached a $4 billion settlement in a long-running lawsuit over asbestos contamination. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what are the details of this settlement? And remind us about how Halliburton got involved with asbestos in the first place.
Well, Halliburton got involved when it bought a company called Dresser Industries back in 1998, and that's when Vice President Dick Cheney was still CEO of Halliburton. It bought Dresser for close to $8 billion, and Dresser, in turn, had a subsidiary that made asbestos and had millions in claims filed against it, so that became the responsibility of Halliburton. As for the details of the settlement, the monetary amount is kind of in flux because part of the money that's going into a trust fund is cash, but part is stock. And, of course, that stock is worth whatever it's worth on a given day. Today's figures show the settlement worth around $4.7 billion, and it covers more than 400,000 asbestos claims.
Well, is this asbestos suit over for Halliburton? And, gee, it sure sounds like a tough deal to pay $8 billion for a company and then 6-7 years later have to shell out almost $5 billion in a settlement.
Yeah, certainly not something that Halliburton probably wanted to have happen. But in terms of whether this whole mess is over, that's really up for debate. Some legal experts think there could be more lawsuits once this fund is gone, this trust fund. But Halliburton's CEO called this the final step in permanently resolving the company's asbestos liability. And what it did do is allow Halliburton to bring two subsidiaries, including the controversial military contractor Kellogg Brown and Root, out of bankruptcy. And now it's contemplating either selling or spinning off KBR. That unit, of course, is the one that's under investigation for possibly overbilling the Pentagon for work in Iraq.
How significant is this settlement in the overall scope of asbestos litigation?
It's big. This trust is one of the largest that was ever created under asbestos bankruptcy laws, second only really to the first major trust that was created back in the 80s called the Manville Trust. There are at least 15 other bankruptcy trusts so far, and Lester Brickman, who's a law professor at Yeshiva University, says there is more to come.
Asbestos is like, you know, without meaning to name a sponsor, it's like the Energizer Bunny. It just goes on and goes on and goes on. And unless there's a legislative solution, we can expect to continue to see asbestos litigation going on for another 20, 30, 40 years.
And Brickman says what really forced Halliburton's hand here was the markets. Investors kept hearing bad news about these asbestos lawsuits and sending Halliburton's stock way down. And basically, this settlement buys what the company hopes will be an increase in share price. And today, the Marketplace Newsroom will have the latest on the economic impact of the Southeast Asia tsunami.
Thank you, Tess Figlin from Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.